It's so awesome that you are here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here on the dial. A radio station is nothing without its listeners, and that includes you. Thank you for tuning your ears to our broadcast signal.
Next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Today is a wine episode, and here's the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have Sangiovese Old Vine Zinfandel, Sonoma County 2022. Sangiovese Cortina Zinfandel, Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County 2022. Cuvée Sans Brut Cuvée Napa Valley Los Carneros 2020.
It's cuvée. What the hell, man?
That's what I said. Cuvée Sans. Yeah.
I need to leave out the accents.
You have enough accent for all of us. We have the Cuvée Sans Spire, Napa Valley, Los Carneros, Pinot Noir 2022. The Cuvée Sans Debut Cru, Napa Valley, Los Carneros, Pinot Noir 2022. And from Davis Estates, we have their Napa Valley Sauv Blanc 2022, the Davis Estates Zephyr Napa Valley 2019, and the Davis Estates Phase 5 Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
But we don't discuss movies or TV. Are they good anymore, though?
Not really. Well, I mean, Landman's awesome.
Well, I liked Wicked. And I'm
Reacher.
Looking forward to
Reacher
seeing
is fantastic.
Mickey 17. Never seen Reacher.
Oh, it's fun.
Reacher.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
It's on Amazon.
I read the reviews. It's like, apparently you can solve all your problems by just being bigger and hit people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a good message?
Yeah.
It works. Is for him. It works for him.
Okay.
It's worked for the last 100,000 years.
I have an 11-year-old girl. I'm trying to, you know.
Well, I'm not saying she should watch it.
I'm trying to, I mean, model good, positive roles, you know?
You have an 11-year-old girl, and when a guy comes over to her house, I'll come over, and I'll hit him really damn hard.
Okay.
There you go.
I see you using a gun.
And then you will thank me. Well,
I see you using a gun. You wouldn't want to bruise your little tiny lawyer hands.
A little. Well, no, I'll beat him with the gun first. Yeah. I mean, if he gets near your daughter, you'll be thanking me
thank
for beating
you.
Him.
I appreciate that. I thank you in advance because my daughter's too pretty. It's ridiculous.
I am more than that. Yeah, she's definitely not yours. So, so our sip segments, again, are all about
tangent.
All about wine and distilled spirits and tea and coffee. And today is a wine episode, and here's the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have Sangiovese Old Vine Zinfandel, Sonoma County 2022. Sangiovese Cortina Zinfandel, Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County 2022. Cuvée Sans Brut Cuvée Napa Valley Los Carneros 2020.
It's cuvée. What the hell, man?
That's what I said. Cuvée Sans. Yeah.
Oh, God. He did leave out the accents.
You have enough accent for all of us. We have the Cuvée Sans Spire Napa Valley Los Carneros Pinot Noir 2022. The Cuvée Sans Debut Cru Napa Valley Los Carneros Pinot Noir 2022. And from Davis Estates, we have their Napa Valley Sauv Blanc 2022, the Davis Estates Zephyr Napa Valley 2019, and the Davis Estates Phase 5 Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. So, against my better judgment, we're going to have Justin.
No, don't let him do it. Let's just go around. Let's do it like we did one that other time. We each do one.
Okay, then do one.
All right, do one.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Did you notice how we talked him into doing that one?
I resemble that remark.
You walked right into that one.
Whatever.
All right, two. One of you knuckleheads.
We're doing counterclockwise.
So you're up, Bob.
Oh, you want me to do two? All right, nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I was expecting an accent from you.
Four sips.
No one else
Let's
did one.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
All right, fine.
That's classified.
That was Maury trying to do the sexy voice.
It wasn't sexy.
It ain't working.
I'll do the sexy voice. Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could taste this good.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never been so excited in my entire life.
You're so aroused.
So, yeah, just...
I am very aroused.
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't take it. All right, so let's...
I'll do it.
Let's go to our first wine, and we're going to have Harm tell us about it.
Thanks, Bob. In 1886, Eduardo Segazio left his family's vineyards in Piedmont, Italy, to start a new life in America. America. And like so many immigrants, he was drawn to northern Sonoma County, and in particular the Italian-Swiss colony, where he could follow his passions for making wine. Eventually, he married his boss's niece, Angela.
That's the best way to get to the top.
That's the best. Yeah, that's exactly right. Little nepotism, baby. Together, they purchased a home with 56 acres of land and with the intent of planting vineyards and making their own wines. Eduardo tended the vineyards and oversaw the winemaking while Angela managed the business. That's good. Having a wife with a good sense of business. You need that. In 1920, Prohibition was enacted. And prior to Prohibition, more than 2,000 wineries operated in the United States. Segazio is one of the only 100 that survived by continuing to grow and sell grapes, grape juice concentrate, warning would-be home vinerons not to add yeast lest they end up with wine. I love that marketing. Don't do this.
Well, they sold grape concentrate in frozen bricks with a label on it, and it said, do not... dilute this in X gallons of warm water. Then do not add, 1 ounce of yeast.
It's the best.
Do not allow to sit in a cold, dark place for 3 to 5 days. Yeah, it was...
Okay. So anyway, eventually the Segazio family purchased a second winery facility in Helzberg and the Scatena Brothers Winery, which is their home today. In 1993, the Segazio family reduced production to 30,000 cases, shifting their focus to producing quality wines made exclusively from their vineyards that the family farmed and owned. I think they make 10 or 20 different Zinfandels right now. It's crazy. Today we have two of them, and the first one of those is the Segazio Old Vine Zinfandel from Sonoma County. It's the 2022 vintage, 15% ABV, 88% Zinfandel, 11% Petit Sirah, 1% Alicante Bouchette. The grapes are harvested and sorted by hand, lightly crushed, and fermented in the small open-top stainless steel tanks with pneumatic punch-down devices to facilitate extraction in small open-top stainless steel tank. It's just that again, didn't I?
Yeah.
Pumped over with gentle aeration. There you go. Free-run wine is drained to the barrel after 8 to 12 days on skins and allowed to complete alcoholic fermentation and undergo malolactic conversion. Aged 15 months in 15% new oak, 85% neutral French oak, and American oak. The vines are a minimum of 50 years old with an average age of 75 years. The color is a beautiful garnet, and the nose is, at first I got blueberry, fig, and a little bit of plum. There's a hint of mocha. It's got something herbal there. I'm not quite catching what that is. On the palate. Medium body, coffee notes, fig, muddled, mixed berries. The finish is short to medium. I was not impressed with this one, although it got great reviews online. Justin, what do you think?
I think it tastes like a pleasant Italian table wine. The nose is a little more complex. There's some vegetal things in there that are kind of interesting. They went through a lot of time, effort in the production of this wine.
they're known for great Zinfandels. They just, I don't know, maybe we aerated this one too early or something, just did too much oxygen to it.
I mean, I had it earlier this afternoon too, and it's just, it's pleasant, but everything that went into it, I'm just not getting out of it. But.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the reward for the amount of effort they put in is just not quite there. And the only explanation I have would be, Harm and I discussed this off air, perhaps we've missed the window. I'm a Zinfandel drinker. I really love Old Vine Zins, and I really had high expectations for this. Again, I don't know where it falls in their lineup of a dozen or more Zinfandels, but I was underwhelmed. I thought the wine is well made with no flaws, but it was just sort of underwhelming. It was just sort of there.
Well, the flaw is there's not enough fruit right now. Something's gone. I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah. So you think you just cracked it and poured it right away? It'd be better.
I think this may be a better wine to open and pour rather than aerate like we did, because we generally aerate our wines. So, Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a little flat. It's
I'd love an opportunity to try another one in their portfolio or even another bottle of this. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a bad bottle.
No.
It's
definitely not bad.
No, we may have just let it sit too long. I mean, and that's on us. So what can you do? It is what it is. But we're going to give the Segacio Old Vines Zinfandel Sonoma County 2022 two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
Sounds take us to our next wine. Have Justin tell us about that one.
Okay. Our next wine is Segacio Cortina Zinfandel Dry Creek Valley Sonoma County 2022. The grapes were hand-picked and transferred to small open-top fermenters with pneumatic punch-downs throughout the fermentation on skins, which lasted 7 to 10 days. Free-run juice was drained and settled briefly before being transferred to barrels to complete malolactic fermentation. The wines were aged 15 months and 14% new French oak and 86% neutral French and American. The color is dark purple. On the nose, I'm getting sweet fruits, but no real strong notes. On the palate, it's very similar to the other wine, which also makes me feel like we just opened this too long ago. What do you think, Bob?
Same thing, a little bit flat. I'm thinking we left this sit out a little bit too long.
It seems like it's lost some acidity.
I don't even know that we should rate it if we didn't open it right.
It's pleasant. We can't say it's our fault. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we're speculating at this point, so.
Well, just to give a benefit of the doubt, we did not, in fairness, taste it directly out of the bottle, and we aerated it the same way we aerated everything else we've tasted today across more than one show.
So try it fresh out of the bottle, and you all may like it more than we did today because of what we did.
I feel like it's just lost acidity because, I don't know. I mean, I got plum and blueberry notes, and there's a nice aromatic herbal lift. This does show better than the first one.
Mm. It's got a much nicer nose. Yeah. I would agree with you, Harm, on the nose.
A little bit of pomegranate, maybe?
I felt the palate was a little flat, and again, it may be because a lot of the aromatics have blown off.
But I still like this one. It's not bad.
I bet if we had some beef short ribs, it would kick it up.
You know, I love Zinfandel and barbecue. Beef short ribs are always a great pairing with Zinfandel.
Yeah.
Well, any barbecue or any roasted
meat. So now I think we just blame Bob because he didn't bring barbecue.
That's right. Forget the winery. It's Bob's fault.
Spent an hour and a half aerating wine.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up talking about the Sagazo Cortina,
Sagazo,
Dry Creek, Sonoma Valley County, 2022, and we're going to be giving that two sips.
Well, isn't really? That nice?
I thought I deserved three. Whatever, you guys.
As we say in the vernacular, Harmy, overruled.
Overruled, yeah. Mm. Right. Who's next, Maury?
Yep. Okay, gentlemen. Founded by Alexander Ty Schmidheine, Cuvée-san.
I'm sorry.
Made their
Schmidheine.
Justin and I are both 13.
Made their inaugural vintage of Cuvée-san Napa Valley Chardonnay in 1969. In 1979, they acquired 400 acres of highly prized land.
North of San Pablo Bay.
You want me to read this for you?
In the Los Caneros District of Napa Valley. He's dying.
In 1979, they acquired 400 acres of highly prized land north of San Pablo Bay in the Los Caneros District of Napa Valley and named it the Thai Vineyard in honor of their founder. In 1991, they began an ambitious program of replanting while adapting an intimate block-by-block approach to farming to achieve the highest expression of their vineyards. Since 2002, Vice President of Winemaking Steve Rogstad has overseen the winemaking at Cuvée-san and oversaw the construction of their modern smart shed winery designed to facilitate the small lot approach.
So Thank you. There's no more Schmidheines awesome. In the winery?
No, no more Schmidheines. So Thank the first wine from Cuvée-san is the Brut Cuvée Napa Valley Los Carneros 2020. It is 12.5% ABV from the Thai vineyard Los Carneros Tirage. 24 months fermented via method Champenois, 60% Chardonnay, 40% Pinot Noir. The 2020 Brut Cuvée spent 2 years in Tirage before disgorging. The wine boasts bright fruit character of white peach, lemon, and lime peel on the nose with flavors of fresh apple, lemon curd, and grapefruit on the palate. The Chardonnay dominant blend offers lovely pie crust and marzipan notes, finishing with great length and minerality.
Did you just read their tasting note?
That Come was on, their man. Description of what was of what the Ugh. Wine was supposed to be about. But let me tell you that
Give
this
me your
wine,
notes. I want to hear what
yeah,
you think.
Well,
about
I'm
it.
Gonna tell you. It's got a beautiful light straw color on the nose. There's definitely lots of white peach and lemon. It's definitely citrus forward. On the palate, it's got this really interesting pie crust in the background. Up front, there's fresh apple and lemon curd and a hint of grapefruit. Also, a bit of minerality. I found the finish to be medium to long. It just kind of dances on your palate for quite a long time. This is a really fun wine. Cuvée-san is not typically, you know, well known for their sparkling wines, but I thought they did a beautiful job with this wine, and it's really something you can enjoy all day. It's very light, it's very bright, it's very fresh, and I enjoyed it quite a lot. What did you think, Justin?
So when this wine was cold, it was so intense, I couldn't really handle it well. Now that
too much acidity and minerality, huh?
I just, yeah, it was like, it hit me so hard, I couldn't get the notes out of it. Well, I liked it, but it was like,
too cold.
Couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
Now that it's warmed up, I'm getting like lemon curd. I'm getting like, it's like creamy, mild, pleasant.
That's lemon curd.
It's really nice.
I agree, both of you guys. The white peach that Maury mentioned earlier really strikes me. A lot of white peach on this. Gorgeous nose. And, you know, Carneros is, if you're going to buy American sparkling wine, Carneros is the district. You know, that's where you want to buy from. The Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir there grow perfectly for this. You're doing method champenoise. You're doing it the French style. This is the way they should be doing it. This is some of the best this region produces some of the best American sparkling wine.
I agree with you.
Cuvée-san is I did not know they even made a sparkling until today.
Exactly. That's what I said. This is not something they're specifically known for, but it's beautiful.
Is this supposed to be pretty carbonated or no?
It's not as sparkling as some of the others. It's fallen flat a little bit, but when I had it earlier, it had a really nice fine mousse. It's very like the tiny bubbles like you get in really expensive champagne. So I thought that was a great touch.
The carbonation has fallen off very quickly.
And yeah, it has. Right, it hasn't stayed long. Yeah, you're right. But we've had it open here for about an hour while we've been reviewing. The medium to long finish, and you mentioned marzipan, I think. I get that almond notes. Lots of citrus and marzipan or almond on the finish, actually.
Yeah, for me, it's more pie crust than almond, but I can see where you would get that.
Bob, what do you think?
Where's the bottle?
Oh, I think it's delicious.
You don't get any more.
Is it in the fridge?
No more for you.
Hold on.
No, don't worry, Bob. Just tell us what you think.
What's your review, dude? What happened? Oh, it's right there. It's brilliant.
It's been reached.
He's got the Coravin on it.
It's been
nice. Charged.
Yeah, I put the Coravin on it, so we got to
keep the bubbles. Let's just try it again. Here,
we got to take the silly thing off. So,
yeah, let's see
the size of that thing.
Let's see how the mousse is now.
Maybe it's been recarbonated. It's a CO2 cartridge in there, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we'll be talking about it in another episode. So I think it was delicious. I mean, I get a lot of the almond, like Marcona almonds on the palate.
It's got plenty of effervescence right out of the bottle.
On the nose, it's just lemon curd.
Yeah, I think that's the CO2 cartridge.
Yeah, it's just lemons, peaches. I mean, it's just really well done. And again, not a house that you would typically associate.
Oh, there we go.
You know, with
bubbles,
with sparkling California wine. I mean, you know, you're thinking, you know, Domaine Carneros, or, you know, this is not one that you would
note
think.
The name of the house. Carneros is right in the name, dude.
But
Domaine Carneros probably makes the best American sparkling.
This is absolutely fantastic.
Or Schramsberg.
So. Schramsberg's excellent too, aren't they? Carneros as well. Yeah. There.
So we're going to be giving the Cuvison Brut Cuvée Napa Valley Los Carneros 2020 a well-deserved 4 sips.
Yeah, this is one of the best American sparklings I've had.
Yeah, absolutely killing it. So.
I mean, I love Louis Roeder as well from Alexander Valley, but these are good.
All right, so our next one is the Cuvison Spire Napa Valley Los Carneros Pinot Noir 2022. It's 14.5% ABV from the Thai Vineyard, Los Carneros Vineyards. Aged 16 months in French oak barrels, 100% Pinot Noir.
It's Pinot Noir. We're in America.
No, it's Philip Mignon.
That's true.
It's got a nice ruby, edging towards garnet color to it.
Slightly translucent. It's got so much color, it's not as translucent as I expect it to be. I wasn't believing that it's 100% Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
A lot of extraction here.
But beautiful nose. Black cherries. Stewed dark fruit. There's an herbal quality to it on the tip of the nose. A little bit of a minerality on the nose as well. And on the palate, raspberries, raspberries, raspberries. Just leaps out of the glass to me. It's beautifully well done. I mean, just silky. Not really any tannic bite or edge to it at all. It just rolls down the tongue. So I think it's lovely. What did you think, Justin?
Floral on the nose. I got like the big fruit like Bob got, like parsley, rosemary, garlic powder.
Those are not fruits.
No, but they're herbal notes.
Technicality.
On the palate, it was mostly like smooth tannins and fruit, and the finish was light and pleasant. What'd you think, Maury?
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought it had a nice herbal note on the palate, the color you guys have already mentioned. I thought it was fairly fruit forward with lots of raspberry, black cherry, hints of blueberry, and then, as I said, a little bit of that herbal note. Mouth coating, fine tannins, medium finish. I thought it was a nice wine. I was not overly impressed with it, but I thought it was an easy drinker, no inherent flaws, just a nice example of a Carneros Pinot Noir. Just, you know, nothing really stood out for me in terms of good or bad. Harm?
I disagree with you guys. I think it stands out for good, and you all missed the mushroom note. Do you not get that mushroomy forest floor note? It almost reminds me of Oregon. I can't believe this is Carneros. It's got that black cherry, blueberry. I got a mushroom note. There's fennel. There's clove, which nobody mentioned here either. Palate, Bob said raspberry. And I think he's absolutely right.
There's definitely a funk, though.
Yeah,
there's an underlying funk on it.
Yeah. And on the, it's the acidity is a little bit low for me, but I think it works with this. It's well integrated. It's a good wine.
Yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of it. I thought it was really lovely. And again, I like the silkiness of it. There's not a lot of, tannic bite to it. It's not grabbing you. It's just sort of surrounding you and caressing you. So,
just the way I liked, surrounded and caressed.
So,
I've been to a couple of those parties.
Yeah, I've heard you in those parties. So, yeah.
All right.
Well, we're going to give the Cuvée Sans Spire Napa Valley Los Carneros Pinot Noir 2022 four sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Harm tell us about our last one here from Cuvée Sans.
So the Cuvée Sans debut crew, Napa Valley Los Carneros Pinot Noir 2022 is 14% ABV. Thai vineyard from Los Carneros. It's aged 9 months in French oak barrels, 100% Pinot Noir. Again, looking at this color, I'm loath to believe that it's 100% Pinot Noir. They've got to be adding something, or there's just so much extraction going on. They don't tell us about how they vinified this stuff. I'm guessing a long cold soak because they got a lot of color out of this. It's slightly translucent purple. On the nose, it's bright cherries, pomegranate. There's a little bit of that herbal note, that mushroominess that was on the previous one is not as prevalent here. There's like a green tea note. And on the palate, plums, cherries, red cherries, a lot of clove, and a little bit of cinnamon. Medium long finish. Again, the acidity is not super high. This is a wine that you can really enjoy by itself or with food. And it gets a good spice. That cinnamon comes back on the finish. Maury, what'd you think?
Yeah, I agree with most of what you said, Harm. Lots of bright, fresh red fruit up front. I really loved the nose. It had really a lot of that pomegranate and bright cherries and things of that nature. And similarly, on the palate, it just kind of dances across with fruit. The tannins are super fine. And it really just lingers on. I didn't really get quite as much cinnamon as you had. You had mentioned another spice that
a little bit of clove.
The mushroom and clove. I really didn't
mushroom,
get the clove.
The mushrooms is much less thier than it was.
This
in the
was
previous
fruitier
one.
Than the one, but it was really the clove that struck me when you said that. I really didn't get the clove. Other than that, I agree with everything you said, especially on the red fruit notes. Really nice wine. I thought it was a step up from the previous expression.
This is more of that California Carneros wine that I was expecting. The other one kind of reminded me a little bit more with that mushroomy note. Was for seemed like it came from further north.
Yeah,
this is that fruit
and this is
forward.
What I like about
this is the California,
you know,
style.
California style Pinot, especially the Carneros region, and this is really kind of a prototype. I thought this was delicious.
Bob,
I loved it. Again, there's some lovely fruit on the nose. It really just kind of leaps out of the glass. Raspberries and cherries, you know, it's a smorgasbord of fruit. There is definitely an herbal note to it. Underneath,
so what
that
is
fruit.
It? What is that herb?
I can't place it. It's their tasting notes say wild thyme, and honestly, I think they're probably right about that.
It doesn't remind me of thyme. Although I don't know wild thyme. I've only get the stuff from the Publix.
Yeah, there's definitely just an undertone. It's just barely there, but on the palate, again, beautiful mouth coating, front, back, sides of the palate. It's all there. There's no holes in this one. What'd you think, Justin?
Very pleasant. I first enjoyed it. There was a lot of herbaceous notes. Those faded off with time. So now it's mostly fruit and like a little nice cinnamon and clove on the finish. So
two very different styles of Pinot Noir from the same people.